Yeah, we're back, and in this Rediscovering America segment, travel journalist Stephanie Moreland recalls some childhood memories in her article, The Hidden Treasures of Galveston, Texas, of course. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, Roy. How are you today?
I'm terrific. We haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. I'm actually fortunate enough to be out here in St. Augustine right now.
Are you?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Lovely little town. I've spent 4 days here at the Casa de la Paz Bed and Breakfast. It's a beautiful little bed and breakfast overlooking the water, and St. Augustine's another little town like Galveston that's very rich in history. So I've had a good time, but it's time to go home today. So
is it today your day to go back? Huh?
Today is my day to go back.
The weather's been pretty good, but we've had a little rain. Did you get much of that, or were you?
Actually, I haven't seen any rain since I've been here. So
well, that's good, and it's a beautiful city. I'm glad you got the opportunity to have a look at it. Let's go to your article, The Hidden Treasures of Galveston, and you start out by saying, I close my eyes for a minute and wiggle my toes so that they scratch deeper into the coarse sand, and when do you take it from there?
Well, I actually am a native Texan, and so consequently I've spent a significant amount of my life going back and forth from Houston to Galveston. Galveston was always a little getaway for us, for my family and I, and so I have a lot of memories, of going there during the summers and spring breaks and so long weekends, things like that. And Galveston is such a great destination, but I think, what's interesting to note about Galveston is that actually 75% of the visitors are actually come from within a 300-mile radius. So obviously it's a lot of Texans that visit Galveston, but I think it's really a destination that everyone can enjoy. And that's kind of what, I wanted to get across in my article, is that really it's got something for everybody. It's a great family destination. It's a great destination for adults and couples that decide to take a long weekend. And so for me, there's an emotional attachment to Galveston.
And you say you've seen Miami and countless other beaches in Florida. You've been to California. You've been to New Jersey and the other Gulf towns such as Biloxi, Mississippi. And they're all beautiful in their own way. They're clear water, powdery sand, and lively beach houses and condominiums offered pictures on covers of travel magazines. But again, you still go back to Galveston.
I do go back to Galveston. And I think, there's so many reasons for... There's so many things that people don't know about Galveston. Its rich history. One of the really interesting things is how Galveston has survived the 1900 hurricane. That was a big turning point in the history of Galveston, and I think it's really still explains why Galveston is not a booming metropolis, because around the turn of the century, it actually was one of the largest and wealthiest cities in the state of Texas. And the hurricane really changed everything, but still, there's so much history there, and there's so much to learn about Galveston, and I think that's why I encourage people to really make a visit, because there's so much to do.
And then you talk about the lovely Victorian mansions.
Yes, and actually there are still a lot of the historic homes that you can tour today, as a matter of fact. They even have a historic home tour that's in the spring every year. It's such a great way to learn about, some of the people that lived before and after the 1900 hurricane. And some of the families actually still live there as well.
Now, let's go back to, in your article, let's go back to the history of Galveston. Why don't we do that? Because you cover quite a bit of it in your article.
Yes. It actually dates back to, there were Native American tribes that lived there as well.
Right.
So that's actually, those were the first Texans. One of the bigger influences, I think, in Galveston's history is the pirate influence. Actually, Lafitte spent an amount of time there until he was forced to leave. And so I think that's kind of where Mardi Gras got its start as well. And you can still kind of get the feel of the pirates, being downtown in the Strand, which is actually the downtown part of Galveston. And a lot of the celebrations are geared towards that as well. So it does have a rich history in terms of the pirates being a part of Galveston as well.
And, of course, a lot of this started after one of the explorers was shipwrecked in 1528. And you say that Galveston was named in honor of Bernardo de Galvez.
Yes, yes it was. You know, a lot of this is, there's a lot of resources that you can use to actually learn about this in Galveston. Galveston actually has several museums that are very interesting that you can actually go and learn about the history of Galveston as well. Galveston County Historical Museum, as an example, is a great place to go and actually see, you know, kind of relive some of the history of Galveston from the explorers to the pirates to present day.
And you have your own Mardi Gras, and you compare it a lot with New Orleans.
Yeah, it actually has a little taste of Galveston, of New Orleans, I'm sorry. It does have its own Mardi Gras celebration, obviously a huge draw for people that don't want to go all the way over to New Orleans. There's also Jazz Festival every year that's a big draw. In addition to that, I mean, there's almost something going on every weekend, actually, in Galveston. They actually have an Oktoberfest. There's a Greek festival, which is coming up here in mid-October. Every year they have a wild game and barbecue cook-off. The proceeds of that go to charity, and they have local judges, and people can walk around and taste the wild game. And there's also a there's an artistic scene in Galveston as well. They have something called Art Walk. That's once a month. They actually open up all the art galleries in downtown, and people can actually take tours of the art galleries and sip on their cocktails and socialize. And there's actually over a dozen galleries in Galveston, which is something that many people wouldn't know about it.
And then you also mentioned that that you have a celebration called Juneteenth.
The Juneteenth celebration,
yeah. Which is what, your Freedom Day or Emancipation Day, I imagine.
Yes, yes it was. And it's actually on June 19th, 1865, General George Granger marched his troops into the business district and read Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation out loud. And that was actually a very historical event. Many people don't know that about Galveston.
Well, let's chat a little bit about the gastronomic.
Oh, yes. I think you can really eat your way around Galveston, as my family and I spent many years doing. And really, there's every type of cuisine there, from Italian. There's, of course, a lot of Mexican food, South American fare. There's a lot of barbecue, and, of course, the seafood is the big draw. I mentioned a few of the restaurants in my article, but there's some other restaurants that are my personal favorites that I've been to many times. One of them is an Italian restaurant called the Bella's. There's also Rudy and Paco's, which is a sort of South American fare. It's delicious. And then there's the Taco House, which is sort of authentic Mexican food, and something called the Mosquito Cafe, which is really everything from sandwiches, deli type of fare, to desserts. And I mean, there's just dozens of restaurants actually that you can go. And another reason that makes Galveston a great vacation spot.
And did you mention the warm bowl of lemon water?
Oh, yes, in Guido's restaurant. Guido's is actually a wonderful restaurant right along the seawall. So you have a beautiful view of the water. And, you know, my family and I had a tradition that we would go, actually, and watch the sunset. And when I was a little girl, I can remember, you know, Guido's was about the fanciest restaurant we would go to. And they have these special, you know, smoothie drinks for children. And, you know, when you're eating seafood, they bring the warm bowl of lemon water, and you could wash your hands with the lemon water, and just made it really a sort of a hotsy-totsy experience for my family and I. So we still go to Guido's to this day, actually.
It's fun to think back on one's childhood memories. And then of course, you mention Dickens on the Strand every Christmas.
Yes, and that's a very special event, and there's really nothing like that anywhere else. You know, they close the streets down, and they have all the streets and the shops decorated, and their Christmas trees and their Christmas lights. And contrary to popular belief, it can actually get a little cooler in Texas. Sometimes we can go down and, you know, walk around wearing our warm sweaters and drinking hot cocoa and listening to Christmas music, and they have Victorian carolers, and actually, if you dress in Victorian costume, you can actually get into the, you can get free admission to get in. So consequently, when I was younger in high school, I mean in middle school and elementary school, we would dress up in Victorian costume and go down and either sing or play handbells. And it was a lot of fun, such a good experience, such a great place to bring, you know, children and families.
So you were a handbell ringer, were you?
I was a handbell ringer, yes. And they actually did have a competition every year, and we did win every year that I was in elementary and middle school. So
you
weren't too bad either.
You did that. Well, I wouldn't expect you to say anything different.
That's right, of course.
Now you did this. You did this along with your choir, did you? Is that
yes?
Was that
yes,
part of
and
it?
We did, and they do. You know, they have a lot of other live performances as well. And they have storytellers, and they're shopping, and, you know, you can go and buy really nice Christmas gifts and Christmas decorations and things like that.
Now, for those that are interested in visiting Galveston, give us a few resources that they can use.
Well, the Galveston Convention and Visitors Bureau website is fantastic. It's very thorough. They have restaurants, attractions, accommodations, museums, you know, and there's things to do from, you know, like I said, the art and cultural scene. They actually have the Grand Opera House, which is dates back to 1894. They still have live shows there. They have a Galveston Symphony. There's also an outdoor theater that houses musicals every year. There's also museums like the Texas Seaport Museum and the Tall Ship Alyssa, the Galveston Railroad Museum. All of these attractions actually have websites, but if you go to the Galveston Convention and Visitors Bureau website, there's links to all of these attractions and restaurants and so forth.
Now, am I to believe that we will shortly hear a report on St. Augustine?
Oh, absolutely. You can count on it.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that one.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Stephanie. I appreciate your time, and it's always a pleasure to speak with you. And we got to run, but we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show.
Pleasure. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.